Everybody, welcome in to Design 30. Today, I'm going to talk about threat detection. And I want to talk about how threat detection, what it is, and how it impacts our lives from a design standpoint. But then I also want to expand that a little bit and talk about threat detection and how I think it might be shaping some of our experiences online, how we interact with others online. Social media, you know what I'm talking about, and maybe also how we perceive certain topics that are commonly discussed today. So what do I mean, or what is threat detection? What does it mean from a human perspective, and then how does that play into design? So threat detection is basically just our ability to detect threats, right? And evolutionarily, it makes sense that humans can detect things that are threatening because that increases your odds of staying alive, right? Makes sense. And so things that are threatening are often, you know, spiders or snakes or lions. And we have this ability, and studies have shown that your body will be able to detect these things that are potentially threats faster than things that are more likely not threats. For example, if there is a spider kind of in a hidden in a bunch of, let's say flowers, for example, you are going to be able to detect that spider much more quickly than you're going to be able to detect, you know, maybe a fly or just a different colored petal or something on those flowers. So something that is potentially a perceived threat is going to be much quicker for you to identify. Other studies have looked at people trying to find an angry face kind of in a sea of happy or even just neutral faces. And humans, on average, are going to be able to detect that angry face first, which obviously makes sense. In a crowd, if somebody is angry or disgruntled, it's going to be much better for you to be able to spot that person and, you know, maybe veer away from them. Just keep an eye on them, make sure they don't do anything rash, keep your family safe, right? So a lot of these things, it's not surprising, but it's interesting that we are just evolved in such a way that we detect those things faster, sometimes almost unconsciously. You don't have to necessarily consciously look for it. Your eyes will just move towards it. You see something kind of waving, kind of how like a snake would move, right? And you're just like, whoop, right? And you kind of, your heart stops a little, you jump a little bit, depending on how much you like snakes. And it also tends to grab our attention and hold our attention longer than other things, which again makes sense. I mean, think of the example of the crowd with someone who is visibly angry in a crowd, they're going to grab your attention and they're going to hold your attention, right? Because you're going to want to watch that person to make sure they're not making any moves towards you, right? You want to make sure that you can get yourself out of trouble and you are aware if trouble starts to approach. So that's this idea of threat detection. You can use it in design in a few different ways. Obvious ways would be if there's something you want people to, you know, you want to grab people's attention, then maybe you have something that has kind of these typical threat dimensions to it, right? Maybe you involve a spider somehow, like in your graphic design. Maybe you have something that kind of has a similar waviness to a snake that just draws people's eyes to it. It's like, oh, threat? Oh, no, actually, it's just, it's part of the design, right? But there's ways you can weave this in. And obviously, there's the examples of like, areas that are dangerous, caution, you know, these big bright signs, flashing lights, things like that, which really draw your attention. But I think this also can play a role in a little bit of a different aspect, not necessarily this visual threat detection, but I've been thinking about how, like on a social media side of things, obviously there's still the visuals, right? Where there can be images and pictures of mountain lions or grizzly bears, and those things are obviously threats. They draw your attention. But even like these more like psychological threats, right? And so on social media, things seem to be more tense. People are more willing to say things that can be grab your attention, right? When often those things are, it's a threat in some ways. It might be a threat to your worldview. It might be a threat to people who you support. It could be a threat to, you know, whether it's people who you think are, you know, maybe the best basketball player in the world, LeBron James. And then I'm scrolling through X and I see that someone says, oh, LeBron James isn't clutch and he's, you know, the worst late game superstar ever, something like that. That's a threat to how I see the world. That's a threat to how I see LeBron James as a player. And so that attracts my attention and it controls my attention, right? I pay attention to it for a long period of time as I'm typing up my response. And so I think there's still a level of this threat detection, or there's something in us that is being triggered when we are on social media, especially. And as we're scrolling through these different things that are not necessarily a physical threat, but they threaten the way we see the world. They threaten the way we want the world to be, or the way we think the world should be. And those are ways that people grab our attention, take our attention, right? And that's, they say you pay your attention, right? Like a lot of these apps are free, but what you have to pay is your attention. You pay attention to it. And this is how people use these ideas to grab your attention, pull you in and get those clicks. And so I think it's a similar, and again, I haven't studied psychology, I haven't studied this, but I think there's some similar aspect going on here where it's not necessarily that physical danger coming at you, but there's still a threat to these other things, which are admittedly very important, right? Your worldview, the way you think people should act in the world, the way you think the world should be, ideally. These are important things that impact the way you live your life. They impact the way you interact with other people. And I think one right now that is also similar, a similar threat, and people are using as a way to kind of grab your attention, get eyeballs, get listens. And I think that is AI and robots, right? Something I've talked about. Maybe I've been using the same tactic at times. But it's obviously a very threatening thing. Like AI in general is very threatening to our way of life. It's threatening to what we can trust with, you know, these deep fakes and these fake audio and video that look very realistic. It's threatening to our jobs. It's threatening to our livelihoods. And so I think that is being used a lot to honestly like develop just like, I don't want to say fear monger necessarily, because I think they're important topics to discuss, but I think it is being used to grab your attention and pull and hold your attention. So I think it's just something to be aware of, something to not get more caught up in than you should be, right? So you can only control what you can control. You should understand AI. You should be trying to figure out how to leverage it in whatever type of work you do. You should not be short-sighted. You should be thinking, you know, years down the line of, is this going to impact my job? How can I expand my skill set to be able to still be valuable, employable, and, you know, just make a living, right? It's pretty basic. So I'm not saying that you need to just ignore all of this, but I think some similar things are going on where it's a easy, a tempting way, maybe we should say a tempting way for people to grab your attention and hold your attention, is to put out these big scary things, these threats, and then all of your threat detection sensors in your mind are like, oh no, like the AI and the robots are coming for my job, and maybe right, I mean, I think they're gonna come for my job eventually. I don't know at what point that will be, and I'm trying to figure out different ways to utilize AI and understand it and implement it so I can avoid any detrimental effects. But yeah, so I think this idea of threat detection is just something to be aware of. Obviously, from a design perspective, it's something just to be aware of, because it's interesting when you're out on a hike and all of a sudden a snake slithers in front of you and you almost react before you even realize you saw it. It's just kind of cool to understand a little bit of what is going on there. And then also just to see how it can be manipulated and used to get clicks and eyes and attention on things like social media. So maybe still read those things, but don't overreact. Think it through. Don't let that concept of a threat, the idea of a threat, cause you to say things, do things that are, negative, bad for you, things that are then responding with another threat to those people, right? Like you can kind of get in these bad cycles pretty quickly. So there's a few thoughts for your Design More Monday. I hope everybody's week is starting off really well and productive. And yeah, let's just get after it this week. Have another great week. I will see you back here again on Friday for a Despairless Friday. And I'm going to leave this episode there. As always, remember, design more, despair less, and thank you for watching.